USA Radio News.
One of Andrew Cuomo's accusers going public with her story. Charlotte Bennett says New York's governor made inappropriate comments to her while she was his executive assistant and health policy advisor. She also tells CBS News Cuomo had a female aide take a sexual harassment training course he was supposed to take in 2019.
I was there. I heard Stephanie say, "I can't believe I'm doing this for you." I'm making a joke about the fact that she was completing the training for him. And then I heard her at the end ask him to sign the certificate.
Cuomo's office says the governor completed the training himself. A court ruling could delay the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. The Minnesota Court of Appeals Friday ruled a lower court was wrong to throw out a third-degree murder charge against Derek Chauvin. That lower court judge will review the appeals court ruling. Chauvin accused of second-degree unintentional murder. Jury selection set for Monday. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Democrats struggling to get their own members to support the COVID relief bill. Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on Friday holds up the almost $2 trillion bill over concerns about unemployment benefits. Manchin eventually agrees to a compromise, though, and Democrats hope the bill can pass this weekend. Republicans, though, still united in opposition. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News this week explaining why.
This feels dreadful. The only way I know how to improve it is with a shredder. It's not even a coronavirus bill. Calling this a coronavirus bill is like calling Harvey Weinstein a feminist.
The compromise Manchin agrees to calls for $300 a week in jobless aid through September 6th. Manchin also wanted 8 Democrats who helped defeat, including a $15 an hour minimum wage in the relief bill. Progress being made in eradicating the coronavirus. An advisor to President Biden's COVID response team Friday says the majority of seniors are now at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Trump blaming President Biden Friday for creating a spiraling tsunami at our southern border. Trump says our border is now totally out of control thanks to the disastrous leadership of Joe Biden. Trump adds that illegal immigration is getting worse by the minute. Homeowners along the U.S.-Mexico border speaking out regarding all the illegal immigrants trespassing on their properties. Tim Berg has more.
Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar, whose congressional district lies near the U.S.-Mexico border, warned that more than 10,000 illegal immigrants have been apprehended in a single border sector in Texas in about 1 week. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, another Democrat, did not mince words how he described the current White House's immigration policy and said the proposed bill is catastrophic. Emily Lord King lives on the U.S.-Mexico border. She says she has illegal immigrants constantly running through her yard.
In the last 45 days, we've seen more illegal traffic, car wrecks right through our fences. We had 2 Border Patrol agents on our property trying to apprehend 10 illegal immigrants, and those numbers just don't add up.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Chinese cyber espionage unit accused of hacking at least 30,000 U.S. organizations, including governments, in recent days. KrebsOnSecurity.com reports the hackers are exploiting 4 flaws recently discovered in Microsoft Exchange Server's email software. Microsoft has since released security updates. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.